that there's this image of a hacker or a coder that is like stereotypical like boy stuck in room and the only light is coming from his computer screen, but you don't really think about that as much when you think about girls. It's more of a stereotype in what's ingrained into our society.
That was Alicia.
I'm 17.
And along with 40,000 other girls around the country, Alicia is enrolled in a summer program called Girls Who Code, a nonprofit organization dedicated to closing the gender gap in technology. Alicia is enrolled in their 7-week summer immersion program, which introduces high school girls to coding as well as to different job opportunities in tech. She also takes a computer science class at her high school.
We have a Java class, but there were about 3 girls in my class and like 15 boys. So it was really intimidating. And it could also be kind of stressful because sometimes you could be scared to ask for help because you'd worried they'd be judgingly like, oh, she's just asking that because she's stupid and she's a girl and she shouldn't be here.
Now, for the record, no one in the class actually said anything to Alicia up front.
A lot of times it was more subtle. Group projects were very like clicky and like people didn't share information.
But she is definitely not the only case of being one of very few female developers in an entire room of boys. Here's Erin on how she found the program.
I learned about it actually from my robotics team. We have about 50 team members and only 3 of them are girls.
50?
50.
50.
Yes.
What? And Erin, well, she has been confronted about being one of the few girls on her team.
A lot of the guys are really nice and really accepting, but a few of them are kind of, I guess, wary of the girls on the team, and they don't really like to be shown wrong. I had a guy on the electrical team who told me girls shouldn't be at all in mechanics or electronical or anything to do with engineering. Needless to say, he did not stay on the team long.
What's most unsettling is that Alicia and Erin's experiences are not unique, not for high schoolers and not for fully grown professionals. Women make up just 18% of the computer science majors in the U.S., a huge drop compared to the peak of 37% back in 1984. And at the same time, women's participation in the other sciences has gone up in the last few decades. You can see the rise of women graduating with degrees in biology, earth and ocean sciences, psychology, and the physical sciences. So what happened to women's participation in computer science over the last 30 years? On this podcast, we look into the many stories data can tell us. But in the case of women in computing, there are a whole lot of experiences that the data doesn't capture. Like the number of business deals that take place over drinks at a bar, where women may not feel welcome. Or the average length of time it takes for women to get a promotion as compared to their male colleagues. Or the number of times where the sole woman in the room feels too uncomfortable to speak up or ask a question, because she's visibly different from everyone else. So I'll ask again, what happened to women's participation in computer science over the last 30 years? We'll answer that question with all of the stories you don't see in the numbers in today's episode of
Especially Big Data!
I'm Alex Geller, and thanks for listening.